Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 5 and Chapter 7. These things Irenaeus recounts according to the extracts which we have made already in the books, five in number, to which he gave the title of Refutation and Overthrow of Knowledge, falsely so called. And in the second book of this work, he proves in the following words that manifestations of the divine and marvelous power had remained in some churches even as far as his time. But they fall so far short of raising the dead, as did the Lord and his apostles through prayer, and often among the brethren because of necessity and at the request of the whole church in the neighborhood, with fasting and much supplication. The spirit of him who had died returned, and the man was given to the prayers of the saints. And again he says after other things, but if they say that the Lord has done all these things merely in appearance, we will take them back to the prophetic writings, and show them that all these things had been foretold concerning him, and that they certainly happened, and that he alone is the Son of God, for which cause also his true disciples, having received grace from him, use it in his name for the benefit of the rest of men, even as each has received the gift from him. For some drive out demons with certainty and truth, so that often those who have themselves been cleansed from the evil spirits believe and are in the church, and some have foreknowledge of things to be, and visions, and prophetic speech, and others cure the sick by the laying on of hands and make them whole. And even as we have said, the dead have been raised and remained with us for many years. And why should I say more? It is not possible to tell the number of the gifts which the church throughout the whole world, having received them from God in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, uses each day for the benefit of the heathen, deceiving none and making profit from none. For as it received freely from God, it ministers also freely. And in another place, the same author writes, just as also we hear many brethren in the church who have gifts of prophecy and who speak through the Spirit with all manner of tongues and who bring the hidden things of men into clearness for the common good and expound the mysteries of God, so much on the point that variety of gifts remained among the worthy, up till the time spoken of. Here ends Book 5 and Chapter 7, and we'll move on to some notes and some commentary. In this chapter, Eusebius again draws on Book 2 of Irenaeus's Against Heresies, called here Refutation and Overthrow of Knowledge, falsely so called. Irenaeus was obviously a very important source for Eusebius. The subject here is the continuation of extraordinary gifts in the early post-apostolic church. On one hand, Irenaeus describes the continuation of various miraculous gifts during this time, including the casting out of evil spirits, foreknowledge of future events, visions, prophetic speech, healing of the sick, and even the raising of the dead. On the other hand, he seems to acknowledge a difference between what was being done in his days in comparison to what Christ and the apostles had done. So he says, but they, referring to the extraordinary deeds of his times, fall so short of raising the dead as did the Lord and his apostles. The focus instead is on making the case from the prophets that Jesus is the Son of God, that his miracles were true, and that the gifts of prophecy that are being used in his day are being used so as to bring the hidden things of men into clearness for the common good and expound the mysteries of God, as he puts it. What is more, Eusebius seems to be looking back on this from the perspective of the early 4th century as something that was taking place in some way in the days of Irenaeus, but which had ceased in his own day. Even with these things, he's stressing the fact that these extraordinary gifts were being exercised for the benefit of the heathen, deceiving none and making profit from none. And so the emphasis is again on the purity and the wholesomeness of the Christian movement during those early days. Well, this brings Book 5 and Chapter 7 to an end with our notes and commentary, bringing this episode also to an end. Hope that this has been helpful and edifying, and we will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.